Professor, what is it about events like Friday's wire walk over Niagara Falls that seems to capture the public's attention?
I think the first thing in this case is that it's an old-fashioned spectacle. If you think of something to compare it with, what comes to mind are the stunts from Evel Knievel in the 1970s, which were big media events. Nowadays, the media landscape is a lot more crowded, but the fact that something like tightrope walking, you don't see it very much anymore, I think that's the first thing that captures people's attention. But I think the other thing, and the reason that people are always interested in tightrope walking more generally, is that it's a situation that maximizes risk and possibility. There's the possibility of danger and the possibility of great rewards and success as well. And I think it's that combination that really captures people's attention.
You know, we don't see it as much, as you said, but it's been done before. This isn't something brand new.
No, absolutely. But the fact that it's been such a long time since something like this has been attempted, I think, makes it seem new to a lot of people. And I think also the fact that, you know, it's over such a recognizable landmark gives it an extra kind of dimension that it wouldn't have if it was taking place somewhere else in the country.
Well, clearly ABC believes that there is going to be great interest in this nationwide. Mm-hmm. Do you expect that they'll have a large audience Friday?
I do think there'll be a large audience. To be honest, I think the audience is going to be smaller now that ABC has insisted upon Willenda wearing a tether. And I can understand why Willenda is really not happy with that decision, because to put it bluntly, this detracts from the purity of the spectacle. In other words, the reason that a lot of people would watch this, although they may not want to admit it to themselves, is because there was a very real possibility that Willenda, you know, could be injured and perhaps killed. In other words, that there could be tragedy. Now, if you've made the event a lot safer by having him wear a tether, obviously that's a good thing in many respects, but it takes away a certain element from the spectacle, and that may be reflected in a smaller audience.
So greater danger tends to mean greater interest?
I think so. I mean, it's the same reason why we tend to slow down and rubberneck on the throughway when we see an accident. It's not a very nice side of human nature, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, explain that if you can. I have to believe most people don't want to see somebody injured or certainly die, but yet when we're in a situation like this, when faced with that possibility, it seems many of us just can't look away.
Well, I think it's, you could argue on one level that it's a kind of instinctive behavior. I think if we sat down, as you imply, and actually sort of look at it rationally, we wouldn't be very proud of ourselves about it. And, you know, we would probably say that we wouldn't do it. But the fact of the matter is that we do. And I think the tightrope walker for us symbolizes all of those situations in our own lives when we feel that we're in situations where, as I said earlier, there's that combination of risk and possibility. If the risk isn't there, it doesn't make it interesting. It doesn't mean that we want anything bad to happen, but it's that possibility of disaster that really hooks the audience.
Will it be different, do you suspect, for folks who are actually there at the falls and those who might be watching it by television?
I think there's an extent to which whenever you're watching it on television, you're a little bit removed from it. And I think definitely the people who are there actually in the audience on the scene, so to speak, it's going to be a much more immediate experience and a much more intense and suspenseful one.
Well, Professor, how about you? Will you be watching?
I will. I'd like to say I'd be watching for purely professional reasons, but I'll be totally honest and say that I'll be watching for the same reasons that everyone else is watching. I would go further than that and say I would count myself as one of these people that is not too happy with the fact that he's going to be wearing a tether. I think if we want this to be a classic example and of tightrope walking and a great achievement, I think Willenda should be able to do it how he wants to do it.
Professor Schmid, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
David Schmid is Associate Chair of the Department of English at the University at Buffalo. I'm Jim Ranney, WBFO and AM 970 News.